is on. It is so lovely to see you all. I just need to say that the first Christmas in the stable would have been very messy and very chaotic. And that's what this morning's going to be. So please bear with us. It's going to be like the first Christmas, I think. Because today we're going to be thinking about... We could have the slides on, Philip. Is that all right? Thank you. We're going to be thinking about what Christmas is really about. Because obviously Christmas, we celebrate in lots of different ways, and lots of us will be having lots to eat, we'll be meeting up with family, we'll be really rejoicing. But as it says on our next slide, the message that God wants us to share is that God is light, and in him there's no darkness at all. And that's what Christmas is about. I love going out during Christmas and seeing all the sparkly lights. Anyone that's actually been down our street will see that our street is covered in lights. There are lights everywhere, apart from our house. So you can spot our house a mile off because we've got none outside. It's not because we don't like Christmas. We just don't like Christmas lights outside. But we like seeing everybody else's. So the light is really, really important. And it's a really important message for us to share at Christmas time. Now, we can pass on, is that better? We can pass on messages in a number of ways. So if you've got a message to give, how would you pass on a message? Just shout your answers out to me. How would you pass on a message to somebody? Text. You might send a text message. Fantastic. Anything else?
Shout.
I like that one. Shout the message and hope people can hear. Anything else? Pigeon? When did you last send a pigeon? Okay, so you might send a pigeon. Text message, obviously Facebook we'd use a lot. Michelle, what did you say?
A letter.
So those of us that are old enough to remember life before social media, we might have sent some letters. And we've got around us today, and I'm really hoping that there are people sitting where they are, we've got a number of letters because Christmas is all about celebrating, and we are all invited to a Christmas party. And we're going to have a Christmas party here today because we're going to retell the first Christmas story. And while we're doing it, I would really like you to try and think about what it means to you today. What's the message of Christmas for you today? So, our first letter. If you can look under your chairs, and hopefully there's somebody that's got an envelope. Hold on to them and look on the back, and somebody should have envelope number one. If you've got envelope number one, can you bring it up to me? Do you want to bring it up? Is that number one? Fantastic. So, who does it say it's to, Faith? Thank you. Can we go back one slide, Philip? Sorry.
Mary, Joseph, and Donkey Nazareth.
Ah, so this message, this letter, is to Mary and Joseph and a donkey, and it says it's going to Nazareth. I wonder what might be inside. Shall we have a look? Oh, do you want to pick it up, Faith, and see what's inside for me? So, Mary, Joseph, and the donkey in Nazareth, and inside we have got... What is it?
You are invited to a Christmas party.
Okay, so if you have a look, it says you're invited to a Christmas party. And then it says, when? In about 9 months' time. Where? A little town called Bethlehem. And what should you bring? Trust, willingness to listen, care for each other, and perhaps a small blanket. So I wonder if we have got a Mary and a Joseph anywhere. I think Mary's already up with us. So we've got a Mary. Have I got a Joseph somewhere? Because that invitation was to you. I couldn't provide a donkey today. Can I just give you that for a minute? But I do need Angel Gabriel up here as well. And then Don, perhaps you can come and do a reading for us. And maybe it will tell us a little bit more about what sort of party they're going to go to.
Long ago, about 2,000 years,
God sent the angel Gabriel to a young woman who lived in the town of Nazareth. The girl's name was Mary, and she was engaged to marry Joseph. The angel Gabriel said to Mary, "Peace be with you. God has chosen you." Mary was very surprised by this and wondered what the angel meant. The angel said to her, "Don't be afraid. You will become pregnant by the Holy Spirit and give birth to a baby boy, and you will call him Jesus. He will be God's own son, and his kingdom will never end." Mary was very afraid, but she trusted God. Joseph was worried when he found out that Mary was expecting a baby. Then the angel appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Don't be afraid to have Mary as your wife." At this time, a census was called. Mary and Joseph traveled a long way, about 70 miles from Nazareth to Bethlehem, because that is where Joseph's family came from. When they reached Bethlehem, they had problems finding somewhere to stay, as everywhere was full. The only place to stay that they could find was with the animals. So in the place where the animals slept, Mary gave birth to Jesus, the Son of God. Amen.
Thank you. So angels, if you can fly back to where you were, we're going to need you again in a minute. But angels, fly back to your seats. Mary and Joseph, if you want to come and stand over here, you've had a long journey, so you need to look tired. Joseph, make sure you're looking after Mary. She's had a hard time. Well done. Thank you, Don. Excellent. So that tells us a little bit about what that invitation was about. Because Mary and Joseph and the donkey were a really important part of that Christmas story. And that story is definitely worth celebrating. So Mary and Joseph got to Bethlehem and they had a baby. And they definitely brought with them trust and willingness. Can you imagine being Mary, a young girl, and being told what she was told and having to do what she did? But she straight away said yes. She must have been scared. She must have wondered what was going to happen. But she said yes to God, and I think we can learn something from that as well. Okay, so we should have envelope number 2. Has anyone got envelope number 2? Do you want to bring it up then? Fantastic, thank you. Do you want to open it for me? So this says it's to Smelly Shepherds, Field 24, somewhere outside Bethlehem in Judea. Do you want to open the envelope and see what it says in there? Fantastic. Thank you so much. So this invitation, thank you, you can go and sit down. Brilliant. This invitation says, again, you're invited to a Christmas party. When? As soon as you can. Where? In a stable in Bethlehem. And what should you bring? Excitement, faith, wanting to tell others, and perhaps a cuddly sheep. So I wonder, I don't know if we've actually got any shepherds. I think we had one. Where's Jude? You were a shepherd. You going to come up for me? He is quite a cool shepherd, isn't he? Excellent. You're going to be a shepherd? Fantastic. A shepherd eating a gingerbread man. Are you going to be a shepherd, Florence? Brilliant. You come up here as well, then. Excellent. If you want to stand here. So there's our shepherds, and they're in... Oh, and another shepherd. Fantastic. They're appearing all over the place. Wonderful. Come and stand here. Excellent. So... Erica's going to come and read the next Bible reading to us that might just help us to understand what sort of party the shepherds are going to come to. If you hear the word angel and you're an angel, you might want to appear as well. So listen really carefully. Come and stand over here.
In the hills and fields outside Bethlehem, shepherds looked after their sheep through the long night. Suddenly, an angel appeared before them. The shepherds were scared, but the angel said, "Do not be afraid. I have got good news for everyone. Today in Bethlehem, a Savior has been born for you. you will find the baby lying in the manger. Many more angels appeared, lighting up the sky. When the angels had gone, the shepherds said to one another, "Come on, let's go to Bethlehem to see what has happened." So the shepherds went to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph and the baby. Jesus was lying in a manger, as they had been told. When they saw him, they told everyone what the angels had said, and everyone who heard the story were astonished.
Fantastic. Thank you, Erica. Now, we're going to be a bit cramped in the stable, I think. But I think if we could have the shepherds, if you can come round first. So shepherds, come and sit in front of Mary and Joseph. And angels, maybe you can come and just stand around Mary and Joseph over here. Wonderful. And angels, make sure you're looking after each other, because there's some very young angels there. Well done. You right, darling? Do you want to come and stand next to Theo? You are an angel. In every sense of the word, Imogen. Well done. Do you want to sit down? Sit down, Imogen. I need to sort of come through. Thank you. Excellent. So, I'm sure you agree so far they're doing amazingly telling us the Christmas story. We've got the shepherds, who had a really important part to play in the Christmas celebration. And what I really love about the shepherds is the way that they were so excited with what they saw. In our Reflect group this Friday, we were thinking about the joy that they must have felt as they went back to their normal life, having seen what they saw. So shepherds, I have to say, you're not looking that excited, but it might be quite good to have some excited faces. Nearly, Jude, nearly. Excellent. Okay, so now we've got the next invitation to our Christmas party. Have we got number 3? Cool, you don't need me to read it, you can do it.
The Star Study Society is somewhere in the east, a long way away from Bethlehem.
Fantastic. Do you want to open it and see what it says? Do you want me to hold it while you...
You are invited to a Christmas party when, as long as it takes to get here, well, Bethlehem, the star will show you what you should bring. Patience, wisdom, and perhaps some gold, frankincense, and myrrh if you happen to have any.
Fantastic. Thank you. You can go and sit down. Brilliant. So, we need some star studiers, some kings. I know we've got at least 2 kings over there. Well done. Anyone else dressed up as a king? George, you're a king. You're going to come up? Good boy. Come over here. Good job. Well done. Come and stand over here. Excellent. Kings, you're not there yet. You need to stand over here first. Stand up. Stand up. Well done, Reginald. Come on, Lucas. Excellent. Mind your head. Come and stand over here. So we've got our kings. Do you want to turn around? There we go. There's our kings. And Grace is going to come and read from the Bible and tell us what happened with our kings.
When Jesus was born, a brand new bright star appeared in the sky. Some wise men in faraway countries saw the star and guessed what he meant. They set out to find the new king and bring him gifts. They followed the stars towards Bethlehem. It stopped directly upon the place where Jesus was. The wise men entered the house where they now lived and found Jesus with Mary. They bowed down and worshipped him. The wise men spread the gifts they had brought before Jesus. The gifts were gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then they returned home to their countries in the east by a different way.
Thank you. Okay, King, do you want to come and sit down near the angels? Do you want to come and sit down over here? Reginald, do you want to come and sit, darling? Good boy. Come and sit down there. Well done, Lucas. Come and sit yourselves down. Well done. Amazing, kings. Fantastic. You can sit yourself down. Well. I did tell you it was going to be chaos. I did warn you. So, we have got our scene of the first Christmas there. And wasn't that an amazing story? And I think our children have told it beautifully. So I think maybe our children deserve a round of applause. Fantastic. So I know lots of you will probably want to take photos, so maybe at the end of the service we can come back up the front and you can take some photos there. But for now, if you can all go back and sit down. We've all been invited to the Christmas party, and the angels and the shepherds and the wise men and Mary and Joseph all said yes and went to the Christmas party. And they would have really enjoyed being part of that first Christmas. Now, when we leave a party, what do we often get given? Adults all knew that. You all get a party bag. You do. And this party is no exception. We've got party bags to give out. But let's see what might be in the party bag. If we can go on to the next slide. Brilliant, thank you. So, in our party bag, the first thing we've got is one of my favourite things. Bubbles. I don't know about you, but if I blow bubbles or watch bubbles, it makes me feel really, really peaceful. And that's what everyone that was part of the first Christmas story would have taken away with them. Mary and Joseph would have been terrified. It's very easy to say, oh, they just said yes. They must have been terrified. But God gave them an overwhelming sense of peace to help them do what God wanted them to do. God also gave that peace to everybody else that was involved in the first Christmas story. I wonder whether as a world we need God's peace today. I wonder whether that's what we take home from our party. The next thing we've got is acceptance. The shepherds, I did call them smelly because I think they probably would have been quite smelly in those days. They were poor, they were unkept. But they were the first people that God sent to see Jesus. I love that part of the story. Didn't send a king. He didn't send somebody that was all together. He sent people that were just doing their everyday jobs to see Jesus and to worship him. I wonder whether deep down most of us are longing for that sort of acceptance. For somebody to see us exactly as we are and yet still love us. And that's what God can offer us. That's why Jesus actually was born. Because he accepts us and loves us exactly as we are. So in our party bag, I've got a bookmark for you to take home and colour. And it says on there, I know the Lord is always with me. I will not be shaken, for he is right beside me. He loves you exactly as you are. The next thing I've got, and I know some of you, I know Jonathan and Jesse particularly like these. I've got a bouncy ball. Because another thing that those people that were part of that first Christmas story would have taken home was hope. Everybody needs hope. Definitely at the moment we need some hope. And actually, if you go back to the story of the first Christmas, people had been waiting for a very, very long time for Jesus to be born. It wasn't just a God saying, I know what I'm going to do today. It had been planned for a long time. And people had been waiting and waiting. But they waited with hope. And that's what God can give us today. He can give us hope despite what might be going on. Despite what's in the news. We have hope that God is with us always and that actually there are better things to come. So we've got our bouncy ball. And then the last bit, and Ian was really disappointed because he asked me if there were Haribos in there, and there aren't today. So I think he's quite cross. The last thing, most important thing, is love. You've got a chocolate heart in there. Because God offers every single person that's in here this morning, from the youngest to the oldest, his love. He offered it to everybody that experienced the first Christmas. And that love still goes on today. And so I wonder if we're going to take that love home with us today. And if we're really going to accept God's invitation to be part of his celebration, of his party. But before we give our party bags out at the end, we've got one more envelope, I hope. Because there should be one more envelope. Thank you, Keegan. Do you want to read it out?
So this one's to you. And it says, you are invited to a Christmas party. When? Now. Where? Here. And what should you bring? Just you.
God invites all of us to celebrate the amazing gift that he gave us at Christmas. I wonder how we'll respond today. Thank you so much to the children for taking part, but also for those of you that come to church every week, for actually letting us be part of the mess of Christmas, because we really, really appreciate it. This Christmas, I really, really pray that you will know God's love just for you. So thank you.